Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live from the deep south. Go ahead and text a neighbor, Tebow, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to Prophetic Corner. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get ready. Go ahead, amen. You know how we do it. We can text them while you're driving, but I wouldn't advise that, amen. Just pull over to the curb and text them and let them know, amen, that this show is on right now and it's going down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to open us up in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, everything that we do, we pray about it. We ask the Lord to lead and guide us. Glory to God. You know, prayer is the key. And faith unlocks the door. So, you know, they work hand in hand. Whenever you pray in hallelujah, you got to stay in faith and also believe. Don't let nobody, hallelujah, taint your belief system. Because whatever you believe in the Lord thy God, then you keep believing. Hallelujah. But them that don't believe, then guess what? Just don't get around those type people, because, you know, some say, well, I don't know what I believe, you know, but if by every word in the Bible is yea and amen, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, if you would go and sit up under someone, you know, that's got the anointing on their life and that can lead and guide you into the spiritual truth in which God is trying to take you into a new position, a new place. Hallelujah. You got to think, nothing just happens. You know, nothing just happens. Glory to God. There was someone always praying, you know, way back in the day, you know, they said, Mama them, Grandmama them was praying. Hallelujah. You know, that's the way we talk down south. Or you can say grandmother, however you want to say it. Glory to God. You know, Grandmama them was praying. Hallelujah. And Grandpapa, you know how they say it. Hallelujah. Them was praying for you. That's why how we got so far. You know, they used to sing this old song of how I got over. Glory to God. And you know how they got over? They got over through prayer. Hallelujah. They did what they could, and they went and they moaned and they sang and they lifted up praises unto the Lord, and they got in that place. Hallelujah. To where we you know, we can get where we are today. Nothing just happens. Glory to God. You know, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. So they work hand in hand. Hallelujah. When you're praying, you can hear, you know, your doors unlocking, those doors that you've been asking God to open for a long, long, long time. Hallelujah. And if you ain't, you say, if you ain't heard that key unlocking that door, then guess what? You need to pray a little harder, pray a little longer, spend a little bit more time, you know, because sometimes you get in such big and in a hurry, you know, I got to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Okay, Lord, I'm going to give you 5 minutes, and I'm going to give you just 2 minutes to answer me. No, it's going to take a little bit more than that. Glory to God. You know, everybody wants what they want, but nobody wants to pray. Because that's the place that he's calling us into, the place of prayer, hallelujah, and holding on. You got to learn how to have some endurance in this season. Glory to God, hallelujah. When all else fails, you still got to endure. Heartless, amen, like a good soldier. Glory to God. You got to keep on marching on. All those things can come and you know, trials and tribulations and stuff happens. It will knock you down level sometimes to the ground, but you got to learn how to pick yourself up. Say, hold up, wait a minute. I hear Jesus getting in it. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. And he's on the scene. So guess what? I'm going to get up and I'm going to keep on going. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's where we are now. Hallelujah. Prayer is so important. You know, like I said, everybody wants what they want, but nobody wants to pray. You know, they're getting ready for all the Black Friday shopping and everything, but have you put him in that? Glory to God. You know, what should I buy? What shouldn't I buy? Glory to God. He don't mind you buying stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He don't mind you buying stuff. Hallelujah. Just don't let the stuff buy you. Don't get overwhelmed with what you spend and how much you spend. And, you know, yeah, LJJ said he want this $900 robot. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Well, let's see what JJ going to be. Amen. Glory to God. And let's see what's going to happen here. Okay. I'm going to get JJ this $900 robot. Okay. Next month, we got to pay rent. Okay, we got to have some light bill. And next thing you know, JJ growing out his shoes, glory to God, and all this. And I done spent $900 on a robot that I couldn't even spend 9 cents on, glory to God. And I'm knowing all this was coming. Well, you know what? We ain't going to buy all that this time. We're going to give you one present, and that's all you're going to get. We're going to give you one thing you can buy. And it better be on sale, JJ, at Black Friday. Okay, glory to God. Hallelujah. And this is what you're going to get, and that's it. Hallelujah. And then you know we're going to put this money away. You know, you won't go want to go to college, and you won't have to have all that debt and all that student loans and all that different stuff. You know, we're going to put this money away, but we will let you enjoy a little bit of it, but the rest of it, we're going to put it up. And then when you get older, hallelujah, this ain't the way I was going, but you know what? Let's come on, you know. Y'all know me. We just going to ride the boat. Come on. Don't fall off the boat. Come on. Keep pedaling. I hear you. Keep pedaling. Glory to God. Then we're going to put this away. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you won't want a car when you get about 17, 18 years old. You know, he gonna want a car. So you know what? Let's go ahead and start doing this now. So whenever you get older, I won't have to say, okay, well, let me go see who gonna get me a loan. Then you get to praying, Lord, open this door, Lord God, for me to get this loan for this child so I can get him this car. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, we gonna go ahead and we gonna find you a car. Amen. That's suitable. We ain't gonna get you no hot rod, glory to God, because you're just now beginning to drive, and, you know, once you get older, and you go through college and everything, and you done got to get you a good job, then you can get all the hot rods you want, hallelujah, but we're going to get your car that's economical and something slow, amen, glory to God, not like a turtle, but we're going to get you something slow that can teach you in the beginning, before we go and put you out there on them streets like that, glory to God, my God, let's have some wisdom. Let's work with it, hallelujah. Not only just this season, but every season. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open us up in prayer, hallelujah. Yes, I'll give you announcements later, but we're going to continue on, amen, with the Lord. And our God, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you as humble as we know how, oh God, lifting up your name on high, magnifying your holy name on high, because this is a day, Lord, that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. We thank you, Lord God, for your strength. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, how it shall endure forever, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to touch those who need touching, Lord God, on today, Lord God, for whatever reason, Lord God, those, Lord God, who are having trouble, Lord God, breathing, Lord God. Those who are having trouble, Lord God, with asthma. Those who are having trouble, my God, my God. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, with allergies. Those that are having trouble, Lord God, stay and focus on your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly, oh, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, God, for the abundance of life. Everything that we need is in you, Lord God. Everything that we desire is in you, Lord God. Everything, oh Lord God, hallelujah, that we can even imagine and think about, Lord, is in you, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you can cure all things, Lord God. You can cure the mind by new spirit, oh Lord. You are a miracle working God. You can cure whatever, Lord God, hurts us, Lord God. You can cure those, Lord God, who have turned their backs on us, Lord God. You can cure us from that hurt, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everyone that's turned around and went the other way, every backslider, in the name of Jesus, we call them back, oh God, whatever chained and bound, and holding them, Lord, in that place that's not like you, oh God. We speak to that situation. He said chains began to break right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we call on the Holy Ghost power to go in and deliver the sick. Oh, my Lord, those who are shut up in their minds, in the name of Jesus, those think that they're losing their mind, don't know which way you went, Lord God. We ask your Lord God, to give them peace that will surpass all understanding, because we serve a peaceful God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to send your Holy Ghost power, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to lead and guide us into all spiritual truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask the Holy Ghost power to come in and do a work. Oh my God, all those who are heavy laden, in the name of Jesus, all those that need delivering, Lord God, out of the sin on today, in the name of Jesus, those who need delivering, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, out of those places that's not like you, we ask you to send your Holy Ghost power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to quicken in the spirit, Lord God, and let them know, Lord, that you ain't left them, in the name of Jesus, that you're still there, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to send the Holy Ghost power to set them free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They won't be bound down anymore, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They don't have to live like that, because the Holy Ghost will set them free, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said you'll send back the comforter, in the name of Jesus, to give them peace that will surpass all understanding. We call on the Prince of Peace on today, in the name of Jesus, to deliver them, Lord God, out of all things, not some things, but out of all things, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God. Whew, good God Almighty, for your Holy Ghost power that's living on the inside, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, every wayward spirit, we cast it out right now, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, oh glory to God, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, for your comfort, your peace, your love, and your joy, in the mighty name of Jesus, we know there's none like you. There's no other like you. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. When we call on the mighty name, oh my God, the demons tremble. In the name of Jesus, when we call on the name of Jesus, oh my Lord, glory to God. Every knee got to bow, every tongue got to confess that Jesus is Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, nothing falls short of your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I see you working a miracle in someone's life right now, in the name of Jesus. They got in trouble, and they didn't think that you could deliver them out of that trouble, in the name of Jesus, but you're delivering them now. And he said, don't go back and do it again. Glory to God. I'm bringing you out right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My Lord, oh my God, I hear him saying you thought you were going to spend 20 years, oh good God Almighty, in jail, but he said I'm going to deliver you, watch what happens, hallelujah, he said you're only going to get community service, but let me tell you, don't go back and do it again, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, don't go and do it again, he said he's bringing you out of that, but don't go back and do it again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm here instead of scream. Hallelujah. Listen. You know, sometimes when he delivers you out of a place, you'll praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You delivered me, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hey. Glory to God. You brought me out. Glory to God. Oh, my God. I was praying just so hard, and he delivered me. He brought me out of that tangled web of deception. He brought me out. Hallelujah. And then you get out. And you go back and you do the same thing. But he's only going to give you one chance on this. Yes, they say, you know, God forgive. Yes, he forgives. Glory to God. But you know it was wrong. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the beginning. But you went on and did it anyway. You know what you did. I ain't got to say. Hallelujah. You know what you did. But he's bringing you out. So don't go back and do it again. Hallelujah. He's delivering you out of that. Hallelujah. So don't do it again. And don't you forget who delivered you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because so many times you get amnesia. Amnesia. Okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Of how you got out of that mess. in the beginning. Well, you know what? Oh, yeah, y'all, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Yeah. We're going to get into the message. This is still God. So, yeah, amen. Come on, let's go with it. Hallelujah. You know, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. Thank God I'm free. You know, you're just blessing and you're praising, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Everybody was praying for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And then you go out and you do the same thing again. Glory to God. And they said, well, he did it again. Hallelujah. But you will spend the time if you do it again. Hallelujah. I'm not going to say people ain't going to pray for you because if your mom them love you, hallelujah, your grandmama, aunt them, hallelujah, pastors and all, they still going to pray for you. And you know, I'm just saying, don't go do it again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get into the message. Ain't God good? Hallelujah. All the time. I'm going to be coming from the book of Psalms 34. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 34. You know, we are people that need to learn how to praise the Lord. Like I say, it's easy to praise him when things are going well. But how about when things aren't like we want them to be? But understand, they're how he wants them to be. Glory to God. And he who? Hallelujah. God, glory to God. Not me. Not Prophetess Martha. Hallelujah. But they're like he want them to be. Hallelujah. You know, we all going to go through some trials and tribulations. But, you know, that's, you got to continue to praise him. Hallelujah. Even though, you know, they used to they sing a song sometimes. They said that there's only two times of praise the Lord. When you feel something, when you feel like it and when you don't. Glory to God. We got to learn the don't part. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can always praise God when we feel like it. But how about when you don't? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, everything's going well. You know, they had the chickens. You know, the children fed. You know, they got plenty of clothes. They got shoes on their back. I got gas in my car. My bank account looking good and sweet. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You can write a check and say, oh, Lord, you don't have to get up at the counter and say, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let that check go through, you know. And you can do all that. Then you can praise the Lord. When you can go out and you say, well, you know what? I seen this and I wanted it and I got it. I ain't got no problem with it. And that wasn't your light bill money. You still got money. Hallelujah. To burn. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Well, if you got it to burn, let me help you out with it. So it don't burn it. Glory to God. My God. You know, all that you can praise the Lord. But what about when you don't have anything? Hallelujah. Can you lift up a Holy Ghost praise then? Hallelujah. What about when you like money to pay your light bill? When you ain't got enough, hallelujah, put gas in your car. When you ain't got enough to get a kid, hallelujah, to even go to the store to buy a bag of chips. Huh? Can you still praise the Lord? It's the Lord, you're still good because we ain't hungry. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's easy to look at the bigger pictures of things, but you got to even say praise God for the small things because if you can thank him for the small things, it won't be long before you get the big things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's get into the message. I'm going to start at verse 1. I want you to keep it and make it personal. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. This, like I was just saying, this doesn't mean that you just praise him one time and, you know, just quit it. Hallelujah. No, you continue to praise him. Hallelujah. Like I was saying, you don't wait till everything is going just like I want it. Oh, man, I got it all. You know, hey, I can go to the mall and I can get this. I ain't worried about it. I ain't got to look at the price. Go ahead. It's a $100-something dress. Go ahead. You know, yeah, miss, you want this? Yeah, just ring it up. You know how much it costs? Don't worry about it, baby. I got it. Go ahead and ring it up. Hallelujah. But then when you go in the mall, well, Lord, you know, I need these pants. I don't have any. Lord, I need these shoes, you know. And are you praising God then? Hallelujah. Well, don't you know he going to make a way out of no way? Even if you can't, hallelujah, you may not get them right then, but he's going to lay you on somebody's heart. Amen. They'll even give you the money, exact amount you can go get them. He'll even make it where you can afford them. Hallelujah. That's the type of God we serve. You know, we forget about how he can make a way out of no way. God, hallelujah. It's easy when he's already made the way and we got some way, but he can make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. For you to get what you want. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Almighty, the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Do you, when you're praying, say, oh, Lord, I thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I exalt your name, Lord God. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you forever, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh hallelujah, glory to God. But you know, most of the time, people, you know, some people may do it and some don't. You know what they're saying? Well, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I exalt your name, but Lord, I still need this big house. Lord, I exalt your name, Lord, but Lord, you know what? I still need this Mercedes. Hallelujah. Well, can you just spend time with him and exalt his name forever? Hallelujah. So, Lord, I exalt you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I glorify you. Hallelujah. But can you do that instead of saying, well, Lord, I thank you, Lord, but Lord, I still ain't got no money in my bank account. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, and Lord, I still need that job you promised me last week. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I still, Lord God, don't have that steak, Lord God. I didn't have enough money to buy it, Lord, so Lord, you need to help me. But instead, hallelujah, can you just say, Lord, I thank you, Lord, I ain't hungry. Lord, I thank you, you made a way, Lord God. Lord, I thank you if you ain't got nothing but a loaf of bread to eat and some peanut butter. Good God Almighty, what a good sandwich. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I got water, hallelujah, to drink, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you, Lord, because you woke me up this morning. Lord, I exalt your name because I know, Lord God, you live forever in my life. You know, but we look at the negative side of it instead of saying, you know, even though you don't have all this, you still, you got to learn how to exalt his name no matter, because guess what? He is still good. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing changed just because you don't have what you want, but you got everything that you need in him. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, when it talks about you sought the Lord, hallelujah, you know, you got to learn how to seek God and just keep, continue to seek him. You know, seeking God is just not reading the word just one time, you know, and praying just one time. Okay, now hold up. I think I prayed on Monday, and I did. I spent time with him on Monday, okay, and I read 5 scriptures, you know, on Monday. So, Lord, that's all you get. No, you got to learn how to continually, hallelujah, to seek God over and over and over and over in his word. Hallelujah. Spending time with him, setting time aside each and every day instead of looking at the TV over and over every day. I'm going home, you know. Okay, well, JoJo, I'm going to give you a bath. I got to cook supper. I got to feed JoJo. I got to feed the husband. Got to feed the cat, the dog, the mouse. You know, they running around there too, eating crumbs off that floor. Amen. Y'all can laugh about that one. But you know, you're feeding all this and all that. But what about your spiritual food? Oh, good God Almighty. Where's your spiritual life in that? There's none in that, glory to God. You've got to continue, hallelujah, you know, for God to hear you and so he can deliver you out of all that, all your fears. You got to continue, hallelujah. You don't just do it one time and stop. Glory to God. You got to continue to seek him. He said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me. You know, if there's anything that's going on in your life, you know, you want to continue. You say, well, they used to say, well, you know what, don't ask God no questions. Hallelujah. They used to say that a long time ago. But then, you know, me and some other people were discussing. I said, well, let me help you out with that. If I don't ask him, then who am I going to ask? Glory to God. If I want to know, then I'm going to have to seek the one that, you know, that gave the word, hallelujah, that wrote the words, hallelujah, glory to God. Those are the ones that I need. That's the one that I need to seek, hallelujah. So I got to ask somebody, so I've got to go to him, the word maker, glory to God. He's everywhere I need him to be. He knows everything, hallelujah. I need to ask him to help me and show me. Hallelujah, glory to God. So you got to remember every fear that you have. Don't you know he'll deliver you from it? Hallelujah. You know, some people have fear of speaking, you know, in front of other people. Hallelujah. Don't you know he'll deliver you? Amen. I'm a living witness of that. Glory to God. I am a living witness. He'll deliver you from all that. Some used to have problems with being around other people. Hallelujah. But I can tell you now, I don't have fear of that. Glory to God. You know, and some people would fear of I'm just going to say, you know, some people fear of dying, you know, but don't you know he'll deliver you from that? Hallelujah. When you accept Jesus as Lord in your life, don't you know, glory to God, hallelujah, he said he'll deliver you from all fears, not just some fears, whatever your fear may be on this day. Give it to him and let him do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. Let's move on. They looked unto him and were like, man, their faces were not ashamed. You cannot, hallelujah, be ashamed of him. If you be ashamed of accepting him, hallelujah, and knowing who he is, then he's going to be ashamed of you. You know, sometimes people hate, hallelujah, to even let people know, well, you know what, I ain't going to let them know I'm no Christian. I'm just going to go to church. When I go to church, I'm going to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, he's alive and well, and I praise him. Hallelujah. And, you know, and they'll do that, but, you know, when they get around their so-called friends, hallelujah, they're a whole different person. They do not even know which way Jesus went. Glory to God. Hold up. Now, wasn't you praising God on yesterday at the church? But then now you over here with your friend and you don't even know who he is. Hallelujah. You better let your light shine so men can see what a good God you serve. Hallelujah. It don't matter, hallelujah, whether they like where you're going or not. Hallelujah. If you don't, then you need to lose them because they ain't really your friends, because they need to get saved too. Glory to God. Let's move it. Hallelujah. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You see right here, he will save you out of all your troubles, but you got to learn how to praise him. You got to learn how to go before him and say, you know what, Lord, this bothers me. Sometimes people don't want to be honest. Hallelujah. He is not going to deliver you what you can't admit. Glory to God. And do he? Yes, he hears you. He hears your every cry. Hallelujah, my God. You know what, Lord, this bothers me. Can you help me? Whatever the situation, you know, the problem is, go ahead and bring it up before him and say, you know what, this bothers me, Lord. Now, let me help you out. Lord, this bothers me. Cornbread been talking about me, you know, and just carrying on like he done lost his mind. Can you help Cornbread, hallelujah, to find some milk? You know, can you help Cornbread to get the baking powder he needs so he can leave me alone? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I hope ain't nobody named Cornbread, and I hope it ain't baking powder, you know, or milk. But anyway, glory to God. Can you help me with this, Lord? I don't like it when he do that. Can you help me? You know, he'll deliver you out of everything, every trouble you got going on. You know, you may be having trouble in your home with your children. You may be having trouble with your spouse. Lord, I need you down here. This is what's going on in my life. Would you help me? You know, stop being, you know, trying to act like nothing's going on. You know, you see, you know, people smile. Yes, it's good to smile. You ain't got to let the world know what's going on, but you need to be honest with him and acting like ain't nothing bothering you. And if you know you can't get a prayer through, you need to call somebody that can. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get a prayer through. Hallelujah. Them can help get them chains broke. Oh, my God. Them that can help you. Hallelujah. To get your fears. Hallelujah. Taken care of and show you how to do it, how to walk it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. The angels of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. You know, you could be a blessed person if you trust in the Lord. You know, things get hard sometimes on this road, but guess what? You still got to have trust and faith in the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, they've been talking about the Holy Ghost power. My God, the Holy Ghost power is loose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every time them demons hear about the Holy Ghost power, they go to trembling and glory to God. They go to want to act up. Hallelujah. Not act up. You know, we in the South. We say act up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They want to act up. Hallelujah. But because of that Holy Ghost power, glory to God, glory to God, they have to be still. My God, my God. So I know, you know, you got to still learn how to trust. Don't back up on you trust. Whatever you trust God, amen, glory to God. Don't let nobody tell you nothing no different. Hallelujah. You know, they say, well, yeah, And you know, I hear it all the time. I know the Lord. Yes, but do you know the Lord? Hallelujah. Do you know him? Amen. He gave his only begotten son on the cross, and he died and all that. Yeah, that's all that when he came down from the cross, what was done? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say you know, hallelujah. Well, if you know why you're blessing and you're cussing coming out the same mouth, hallelujah, something ain't right. Something just ain't right. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. If you fear the Lord, hallelujah, you ain't going to want for nothing. You know what I mean by fear? Not having a fear, amen, not being scared, but have a reverential fear. You know, so you know what? Well, you know what? I know I ain't going to do that. I don't read what this will do. Hallelujah. You know, he says, you know, think about the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not lie. Now, you know what? If I lie, hallelujah, I'm going to grieve the Holy Ghost. You know what? My people don't even think about what they're doing on the inside. Hallelujah. Yes, he'll forgive us, but you can't just keep going around being a constant liar. Have you seen people that just constantly lie? I have. Everything, they have to sweeten it up and make it sound so good to them. Glory to God and good to other people. When they get to telling stories, they mess up. And then they'll come back to you and they tell you something else. I'll be like, hold up, wait a minute. Hold. I said, wait, didn't you just tell me the other day this, right? But then now you come and telling me that. But no, I didn't tell you that. But yes, you did. Hallelujah. I am a good rememberer, hallelujah, when it comes down to if you talk to me and what you say. Glory to God. But you better know it. If I ain't got it wrote down, it's in this phone. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I'm going to remember what you say. I said, hold up, wait a minute. Let me show you. This is what you say. Hallelujah. I don't do that for everything, but only the important things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, you know, sometimes they'll come back and say, well, you know what? This, that. No, that ain't it. But when you have a reverential fear, knowing that, you know, I can't do that because that's not right. I got to always do what's right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I used to, you know, way back when, amen, we'll just put it way back when, hallelujah. You know, I used to always, you know, when people would, you know, my friends, and I'll just say, you know, some siblings, hallelujah, they would buy me stuff, and, you know, I'm like, hold up, I ain't getting y'all no taxes. I ain't paying you nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they used to tease me, and they used to go and tell, well, you know what, she don't pay none, and they telling the truth. I did. They said, well, how is she going to make it in this world if she ain't paying no taxes? I said, hold up, wait a minute. So guess what? Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I said, hold it. He said, give a man that that's due to him, right? You have to pay honor what honor's due and give glory to God. Hallelujah. And so if you owe any man, you need to pay them. Hallelujah. So hold up, wait a minute. I said, I'm giving y'all taxes, glory to God, and everything. So, you know, they would laugh about it. They'd tell me, don't pay none. I said, no, y'all know better. I got to do better. I said, no, I'll give you taxes. And then I started getting a little bit extra to make sure I covered every dime, every penny of the taxes. So they would laugh at me. I said, no, I got to do right because I'm not cutting off nothing of mine, hallelujah, not doing what I'm supposed to do. You know, glory to God. Let's keep it moving, hallelujah. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Glory to God. He ain't going to hold nothing back from you. He's not going to hold nothing back from you. You will not lack a thing. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. You know, hallelujah, everybody has to be taught. Some things, you know, can be, you can be caught, and some things you have to be taught. Hallelujah. You know that you have people have God has people in place to teach you the word of God, to teach you how to go in, you know, and learn the word of God, how to teach you to go in and do scriptures. And I hear you, Lord. I hear you. You know, hey, amen. Let's just go ahead and just give it like it is. Hallelujah. Here we go. You know, when you first come into a ministry, hallelujah, when we first came into ministry, we had to be taught. Hallelujah. You know, they had to show us how to go in, hallelujah, and dig out what's in the scriptures and how you bring the word, hallelujah, back around to get your topic, hallelujah. So you see, those things had to be taught, and they taught us how to do that, glory to God. Yes, they did, hallelujah. And they taught us how to spend time, you know, with the Lord and stuff like that. I'm just giving y'all a little. I ain't going to give it all to you, but I'm going to tell you at the end how you can, you know, come in and get the same thing that I got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's what you have to do. You have to be taught. Hallelujah. And that's a good thing for you to do, to be taught, so you can go in the right direction, not the wrong direction. You know, let's move on. Hallelujah. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. You know, is it life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you got to be careful, especially you are who are believers in what you say. You know, I hear some stuff and they're like, well, you know what? I'm broke. Well, okay, keep talking just like that. You're going to still be broke. Keep saying it. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I tell you what, I am just so sick. Oh, my God, you know, and just keep talking, you're going to be sick just like that. And even though I know that you can't deny the pain that's going on in your body, but you still, that's what I'm saying, you still got to, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I am here, and I praise you for that, Lord. And I praise you because I'm still breathing. You know, you still let me breathe, Lord. Although, Lord God, my body is rocking with pain, not denying what's there, but you just making sure that you keep your tongue on faithful and keep trusting God and speak, hallelujah, good things on purpose. That's, oh my God, learn how to speak good things on purpose, you know, and that's what gets us, amen, through our day, hallelujah. But guess what? Those are things that you have to be taught how to do. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. You know, a lot of people don't have peace because they don't pursue it. You know, you have to be careful about your conversations that you have with people, you know, and if it's somebody who's in, I just say they're in a dead zone, talking about stuff that ain't got no life, then guess what you need to do? Hang up. Hallelujah. Just hang up. Glory to God. And there's a certain time, you know, that you can talk to them when you built up, you ready, you talk to them. It's not, you're like, okay, not tonight. You know, no, not tonight. Hallelujah. Because you know that brings poison. So, amen. Poison to the bones. Yes, glory to God. You're in a good mood and everything's going well and you're praising God and you're in that place. And then all of a sudden, oh, my God, here they come. They're talking negative and they talk, oh, my God, and just killed everything that you done tried to do. So that's what you got to do. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, glory to God. You got to seek peace. Your peace is in the word of God. If your peace is in music, then listen to music. Hallelujah. Not none of the hip hops and all that and drop, you know what I mean. Glory to God. Not none of that. Hallelujah. Seek some peace in the word of God and the spiritual music that comes through and that will flow. Hallelujah. That's what you got to do. My God, seek peace and pursue it. You know, I'm going to have some peace today. No, I ain't. We ain't talking about that. I ain't listening to you. And when I get home, it's over. Okay? Hallelujah. How can I ever get somewhere if all I'm going to do is listen over and over your negative stuff? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't do it. Don't do it. And don't do it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Glory to God. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. And his ears are open unto the cry. Don't you know God hear every prayer you pray? Hallelujah. He hears you. People say, well, he ain't heard you. Just because he ain't answered you yet, keep praying. Don't let up, hallelujah, till you get what you need. Hallelujah. Push your plate back. Hallelujah. Whatever you got to do. If you want it bad enough. If it's something that you want, hallelujah, that you need him to do. It's something, amen, that you want him to do. And if he don't do it, hallelujah, you don't know what you're going to do. And just keep on praying, hallelujah. Keep praising him. Keep going on down the road doing what you need to do. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because guess what? He going to do it. You know, so many times when troubles come and trials come and you stop and forget all about, hallelujah, praising him and keep lifting up his name and you forget all about, okay, well, you know what? I ain't going to urge you this Sunday, hallelujah, because I got this going on. I ain't going to urge you the next Sunday, hallelujah, something else going to come up, hallelujah. Don't you know that's just a trick of the enemy? I'm not going to pay my tithes and my offering because I got this going on and this going on. Don't you know that's just a trick to get you to hold your tithes out because God got a blessing with your name on the good. God Almighty, hallelujah. My God, glory to God. Don't hold out, hallelujah. You give it, hallelujah, because one thing I can say for sure, hey, glory to God, he brought me out so many times, hallelujah. You can't forget how he brought you out the first time, just because he used, hallelujah, amen, Sister God, Nim, and Auntie Nim, and Cousin Lulu Nim, hallelujah. He may not use them same people, oh, my God, again, he might go a different route, my God, hallelujah. But that's okay. However he do it, he'll do it. Don't you see? Hallelujah. He said he hear you. Let's see, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Hallelujah. You know what? There are some people, oh my God, that they will try to talk. Well, honey, you know what? You ain't got to pray like that. You ain't got to do all that. You don't take all that. Hallelujah. Think about it. Glory to God. You ain't got to do all that. It don't take all that. I ain't got to read like that. You know, Lord, the Lord showed me. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You know, the devil will show you stuff too. How now? Glory to God. And I approve that message. My God. The devil will also show you stuff too. Glory to God. So you got to make sure that you're in that place where he can show you what's going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because some people will come and try to tear you down. They'll come and say, well, you know what? You ain't got to do that. Don't, you know, it don't take all that. You ain't got to go to here and there and pray and do all this. You ain't got to do all that. I remember a time when I was going to, amen, a church, hallelujah, and they were having Bible study. I was there. They was praying, hallelujah. I was there. And I try not to miss it, hallelujah. I know sometimes, you know, if things may come up where you have to, yes, I understand. But make sure, let me help you out. Make sure that you're talking to your leadership and letting them know, hallelujah, why you're not there, hallelujah. You know, some say, well, that's my business, hallelujah. Well, it be your business when you need someone to pray for you, hallelujah, at the last drop of the hat for something that you really, really need God to do to help you, to stay in the gap there, to help you, hallelujah, to push back, hallelujah, them creatures and push back them demons, hallelujah. Then it be your business, hallelujah, to tell them so they can help you to pray, hallelujah, glory to God. But understand, don't let nobody, amen, lead you away from that place where you need to be. Glory to God. Don't do it. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move to 18. Hallelujah. Let's go back to 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know he'll deliver you out of every trouble that you got? You see right here, it said, oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. It ain't nothing that God can't deliver you from. So I don't know why people are thinking, you know, okay, God ain't going to bring you out of that. God ain't going to bring you out of this. What can people tell you? He said everything, hallelujah. He said the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all their troubles, hallelujah. He didn't say, you know what, I'm going to bring you out of your money trouble, but still you're going to have trouble in your home. No, that ain't what he said. He said, oh, well, I'm going to bring you out of your job trouble, but you're still going to have trouble in your finances. No. He said, all troubles, glory to God. For it ain't nothing that he can't do. Glory to God. Let's move on to 18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are broken hearts. And saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. You know, glory to God. As I kept looking, you know, you're heartily, deeply affected by sin. You just don't like sin. You just have a low tolerance for sin. It ain't that you're shunning the world and you're talking against those that sin, but here's what we do. We pray for them. You just don't like sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. When men cheat on women, I said, I just don't like it. Hallelujah. When women cheat on men, I said, I just don't like it. Glory to God. When I hear of people doing things that they shouldn't be doing, I said, I just don't like it. I didn't say amen. Nobody's perfect, none but the Father. But I'm just saying, I just don't like it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So you just don't like it. Let's move on to 19. Many are the affliction of the righteous, But the Lord delivered him out of them all. There goes that word again. All, glory to God. So it ain't nothing that you are afflicted by. Hallelujah. Ain't no disease. Hallelujah. It ain't no bankruptcy. Hallelujah. It ain't no lack of income. Hallelujah. It ain't no lack of a job. It ain't no lack of a spouse. It ain't no lack in your children's life where they can't go to school. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It ain't no lack. Hallelujah. Nothing that he can't deliver you from. Glory to God. He said, out of them all. Do you see them words? Hallelujah. Mark them on the calendar. Put them on the refrigerator. Lord, you said all things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand, he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. If Christ is your strength, you can do it all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. The only thing about doing everything, hallelujah, glory to God, you know, some people do their all thing, but they forget that God is the all thing. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he can deliver you from those things. My God, my God. Hallelujah. But just don't forget, hallelujah, that he is the all things. Hallelujah. And you have to learn how to put things in perspective. Glory to God. You have to find a balance. Thank you, Lord. Find a balance. Hallelujah. my God. Huh? Just go on, amen. We're about here to the end. Hallelujah. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked. And they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Oh, my God, my God. See, they're going to be in an empty place. Hallelujah. Those who try to talk about those that, you know, say, oh, my God, here they come again. Here they come. Hallelujah. With their Christian self, you know, with their righteous self. Hallelujah. But they don't know. They're the very ones, hallelujah, that you'll have to pray for. Glory to God. My God, they're the very ones that you will have to pray for. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on and get to the end of this. Glory to God. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. If you trust in the Lord, it ain't nothing you're going to lack. If you trust in the Lord, it ain't nothing, hallelujah, that you're going to need. When you trust in the Lord, good God Almighty, he's there by your side 24/7. He don't sleep. He don't slumber. A lot of times, you know, in the wee middle of the night, people be creeping and they think, you know, God don't see me, hallelujah. But he sees you when you open that door and go out there, hallelujah. Get in that car. Hallelujah. He see everything. What clothes you put on, everything. And when you go open that door, go out that door and go to the club, then you go to the church or wherever you're going, and then you sit up on the front row. I told y'all don't do that. Hallelujah. He see all that. Hallelujah. He see you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm not being down on it. I'm just saying he sees you. It's time to wake up, hallelujah, and know what's right and give God all the glory and all the praise. It's time, hallelujah, to bless the Lord at all times, hallelujah, and let his praise be in your mouth and say, I'm going to bless you, Lord God, when I win, Lord God, and I'm going to bless you, hallelujah, and you will have lack sometime, but it said in his word, I will deliver you out of them all. Remember, hallelujah, if you give him back his word, he said, I will perform my word. Every word, hallelujah. He said, put me in remembrance of my word. He said, every word is yea and amen. Glory to God, hallelujah. If I said it, it's yours, hallelujah. You ain't got to ask nobody for it, hallelujah. If we learn how to open the word of God, not just flipping pages, you know, open it and, you know, go in and you know, read it, hallelujah. You know, you got iPhones, Cyphones, Samsungs, and all that good deals and all kinds of phones, hallelujah. If you don't know it, just put in you a couple of words, because it will Google it, hallelujah, up for you, hallelujah. So you can have something to read, my God, hallelujah. And you can read it on your phone, Bible on your phone, hallelujah. Bible, 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 that's what you do, hallelujah. My God, you ain't got to be like that, hallelujah. So you'll have something to stand on. When you stand on the word of God, everything else, it's got to go, hallelujah. Because he's going to deliver you out of all. Always remember all. Hallelujah. Whenever things begin to happen, say, so you know what, Lord, no. Psalm 34 says, so you're going to live me out of all troubles. You didn't say I had to have this trouble. Every trouble that comes, every trial that comes, you said all things, Lord God. You said you'll deliver me. And, Lord, I trust you. And I'm not going to go back. Trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Let me go ahead now and give the announcement. Hallelujah. This on yesterday, amen. My God, even this brother asked you came on like a lightning bolt, good God Almighty. She kept hitting and knocking them down, hitting them and knocking them down. You missed it on yesterday. Faith come by hearing, amen, at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You missed a treat because she just kept on knocking them down. Glory to God. She knocked them down to the end of a show. My God. She didn't get up. She knocked him right back down. Hallelujah. So if you missed it, you can go back and listen to it on demand. It comes on every Saturday. Faith come by hearing, so don't miss it. Don't miss it, and tell your friends about it. Hallelujah, glory to God. And if you move on down Sunday, I am Prophetess Martha Williams. This show comes on at a prophetic corner, comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I want you to come and tune in every Sunday with us. Amen, a word from the Lord in this season. Glory to God. And you move on down next, we have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I encourage you to go over and hear her next. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and you can go over and hear what the Lord is saying to Minister Elaine. And also, hallelujah, glory to God. You know she just, amen, launched a book out there. Amen, it's good to read, hallelujah. And yes, I own my own copy, thank you. Glory to God. So I'm going to encourage you to go over, hallelujah, and purchase your copy. You can go and get it, The Heart Reflections. It's on Amazon. She has it on her Facebook page. So I encourage you, it's $1.39, glory to God. It's an e-book, so I encourage you to go over, glory to God, and purchase yours. Like I said on last Sunday, you can get it and you can help and send one to someone else, glory to God. Hallelujah, that's what you do, hallelujah. And you can go ahead, just think about it. Like I said, you can go ahead and purchase 10, hallelujah. And then just send them out. Okay, baby, this is your early Christmas present. Hallelujah. Not just the women. Hallelujah. Get men, whoever. Hallelujah. Don't matter. Hallelujah. Because they all got a heart, so they need reflections. Okay? So go over and purchase it. Hallelujah. And send it to 10 people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then we have on Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord, the tag team duo, hallelujah, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. Glory to God. The show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you, don't miss it. And I'm going to say, if you need a life coach, you need someone to help you to get to that next level. You need someone to counsel you. You need a spiritual leader. Hallelujah. Hit them up on Facebook. Glory to God. Hit them up and let them know what the need may be. Hallelujah. And they will inbox them. You can go on Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook. And they will help you to get where you need to be. You know, this is a season. If you can't pray, go ahead, contact them. They'll tell you what to do. They'll help you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, and I want to also encourage you. I want you to partner, hallelujah. Come on and partner. You will receive many, 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 many things, hallelujah, all the way from Monday all the way down, hallelujah. And the partners even get a call, hallelujah, from the apostle and the pastor, hallelujah. You can't get it no better than that, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. And we're only asking for $25 or more. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. $25 ain't much. But you know what? When we thank God, you can always pay the more. So come on and get in and get in on the ground floor. You'll get a call from them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you. I ain't going to say if. I know that these ministries have been a blessing to you. Go ahead and sow in the ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No, you can't buy the word of God. But you can't help to spread the gospel to the nation, hallelujah, because, you know, you have to pay for internet. You have to pay for phone service. You have to pay for all that stuff, hallelujah. We are a church without walls, but guess what, hallelujah. We don't need walls to bring the word of God, baby, hallelujah. The word of God been coming like on fire, so catch it. Start to shut up in our bones. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. So don't forget to tune in and hit them up on Facebook and let them know, Prophet Siobhan Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles, that you want to become a part of the ministry, and they can tell you what you need to do, how you need to do it, or whatever the need may be, life coach, mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, whatever it may be. Amen. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're a sinner in need of a Savior, I want you to repeat the sinner's prayer after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins, Lord. Father God, I give my life to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray. Amen. Then welcome to the body of Christ. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know, hallelujah, that you have given your life to Christ. What an awesome thing to do. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, hallelujah, as we speak. Glory to God. My God, my God. So go ahead and hit me up and let me know that it was you. But go to a place, hallelujah, and in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being lived also and being taught. Hallelujah, glory to God. So God can move in a miraculous way in your life. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Well, we're going to go ahead, amen, and we're going to get off and go ahead so we can get ready, hallelujah, for the next minister, Elaine, that's coming up next, hallelujah. I want you to make sure that you stay tuned and listen to the word that's coming from Minister Elaine, hallelujah. A word going to be in season, hallelujah. She's going to come on with fire, shut up in her bones. So you get ready, get ready, get ready for the next word of God that's coming up. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction now. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday. Bless you.